You're welcome back, and we're into the second hour of Tuesday's 9 till noon show. How are you all doing? I hope you're very well this morning. Coming up soon, Garda Claire Rafferty from the Milford Garda Station will be joining us with the latest appeals and information from an Garda Síochána Síochána, including an assault in Ballybofey and vehicle thefts in Letterkenny. So stay tuned for that. We'll also have questions from last week answered as well. Coming up after 11 o'clock, we also have another item with an Garda Síochána with specific focus on Christmas scams and how to avoid being ripped off or scammed. And this is, we haven't pulled it out of the air, it's off the back of what seems to be an increase in these types of instances locally and reports of these instances. So good to get that information out. And later in this hour, and I'm hopping back and forwards, later in this hour, we are going to Dromore National School. Lee Gooch is on the scene. And you'll be able to listen to our interactions with the students and teachers. And also, if you want to watch, hop onto our social media, Highland Radio News, Highland Radio News Sport and Obituary Notices on Facebook and Highland Hub, as well as Highland Radio Ireland on YouTube. Right, some comments coming in so far this morning. Years ago, I remember being at a meeting and the attitude was, we will meet in Galway and it'll be closer for Donegal people, which shows that Dublin has no idea if the infrastructure, as Dublin would have been easier accessed than Galway. Ah, OK, so this was like a business meeting or something, and they wanted a central location between Dublin, between areas, and they picked Galway over Dublin. We are waiting 40 years on a bridge in Letterkenny. There is no chance we'll ever have a rail line in our lifetime. It's pie in the sky. I've got a fake call coming in here. Should we ever listen to it? One sec. Oh, they've hung up. Should I ring them back for the crack? I know it's one of those. I know which one it is. It's about there's been a fake Revolut transaction. Just talk about scams and get a scam call from Belgium. I was hoping that would have come out on air too for the crack. Lights out in every direction, McClay's Corner, Ballybofey, tailbacks. That was a little earlier this morning. If those lights are back on, please let me know and I can get it out to the listeners, or if the problem is still the case. Listen, the traffic we get through just requires a little bit more time, care and attention. Hi, Greg. There's much public interest in the question on how many foreign nationals are on the Donegal housing waiting list. I haven't heard that, to be honest with you. Is there a breakdown of such? I'm not sure if you can find out what demographics are on a waiting list. We can endeavour to do so. hi there. Sending this regarding the new static speed camera on the way to Letterkenny. Just wondering, is the camera active? And if so, does it not have to be announced to the public? Thanks. There are signs there. This is that camera is active. It's been there for quite some time now. I think it can also detect you on your phone as well as speeding. That was the information I was given. And yes, it is there. Yes, it is active. Do they have to announce it to the public? We've discussed it extensively on this show. I've seen it online as well. And there are signs on the road indicating that it's there. So they have their T's crossed and their I's dotted in that regard. A caller says, I can't believe, Greg, that the pink blossoms are out in my rhododendron. Rhododendron? That comes in from Daniel. Tell me more, Daniel. Unless I've just been had, I'm sure I haven't. Michael McClafferty, a councillor, says that rail for Letterkenny, reality is it's not going to happen anytime soon. If we could have a couple of ring roads are needed instead. You see, this is it, Michael. It's not instead. Why, as Steve says, why clip our own rings, clip our own wings? But he believes it would solve a lot of problems. So the government don't have money. Hospital needs to be prioritised under pressure. The government's loaded. They don't know what to do with the money. Not the government, the country is. Right. Good morning, Greg. Could you give a wee mention to our annual St. Stephen's Day sponsored swim at Portmore, Malinhead? We're raising money this year for our community centre and Huey's Corner, Carndonagh. The swim will be at 12 noon on the 26th, St. Stephen's Day, and we're setting up a idonate.ie link, and this should be live on the Malinhead community page later today. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you too. All lights are working, no tailbacks. Okay, thanks, Maggie. So that issue in Stranorlar has been resolved. So the lights are back on and there's no tailbacks. Love the updates. Appreciate it. Thanks so much. And a quick birthday request before we take a break. Happy birthday to my wee son. Why did I say wee? Happy birthday to my son. He might be massive. Stephen O'Donnell in Convoy, who's currently serving in the Lebanon. He is massive. Hope you're doing well, Stephen, out there. Hope you're safe, of course. Happy birthday to you. Stay safe. Love, Mum. Stephen, I hope you're listening to us. And it'd be really interesting to hear if our forces serving over in Lebanon were tuned in to the 9 till noon show to keep up to date with what is happening at home. If you have access to a phone, and let us know. Maybe it'd be really interesting to hear from you. We don't even have to say it on air, just to know that you're out there and listening. 086 60 25000, 0035 386 60 25000. I don't know what the access to mobile communications is like out there, but Stephen, stay safe, and lots of love coming from your mum. Have a happy birthday.
The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 9126025.
Okay, it is 17 minutes past 10 on this Tuesday, the 17th of December, and it's our penultimate Community Garda information before Christmas. Garda Claire Rafferty, attached to the Milford Garda Station, is in studio with me. Claire, always great to have you in. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, Greg.
Right, okay, so our first appeal is in relation to an assault in Ballybuffet.
Yeah, so we're investigating this alleged assault that occurred at a takeaway premises at Main Street Ballybuffet in the early hours of Saturday, the 14th of December. So that would be Friday night. And this happened at approximately 3:40 a.m. A man reported that he was assaulted by another man at this location. He had to receive medical treatment at Letterkenny University Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. So we appeal to anybody who may have witnessed the incident to make contact with us in Letterkenny, and the phone number there is 074-9167-100. If anyone travelled at Main Street Ballybuffet between 3:15 a.m. and 4 a.m. With dash cam, we ask them to make the footage available to us. And as always, the Garda confidential line is there to be used as well, and the number is 1-800-666-111.
Yeah, and it's possible, if not likely, someone has information. You know, someone knows what happened and they can pass it on. And if they have any concerns, use the confidential line. They just have to leave the information. And
absolutely. We don't care how we get the information. Yeah. It's just very important that we actually get it. So please do reach out to us.
All right. OK, now investigations ongoing into a road traffic collision in Fannad, but there's quite a bit to this story, isn't there?
Yeah, so this happened last Wednesday evening. So Gardaí attended the scene of this collision at Ballycanard Ross Nakilg Fannad, and we were alerted to the fact that a vehicle was on fire there at approximately 7:35 p.m. So the fire services were at the scene and had extinguished the fire prior to our arrival. Now, there was extensive damage caused to the vehicle. So it was a black Citroen Berlingo with a partial registration number of 131DL25. So nobody was in the van when the guards arrived and the surrounding area was checked, but there was nobody located. The van had hit a stone bridge and it's believed to have been travelling from Fannad towards Kerrykeel at the time of the collision. So it was then established that the van had actually been stolen from Ballymagown Upper Kerrykeel that day, December the 11th, sometime after 5 p.m. And to make contact with us in Milford on 074-915-3060. If anyone observed it being driven between 5 p.m. and 7:30 p.m, we ask you to make contact with us. And if any road users travelled in the Ballycanard area between 7 p.m. and 7:35 with a dash cam, we ask them to get in touch with us also. And we should bear in mind, you know, there could have been someone on foot after this incident as well. So if you noticed anything at all, give us a call and we can check it out.
Yeah, indeed. Now, search is ongoing for a vehicle stolen in Letterkenny, Claire.
Yeah, so we have a 3-week time frame on this one. So Gardaí and Letterkenny recently received a report in relation to this vehicle. that was stolen from the Port Road area of the town between Saturday the 23rd of November and Saturday the 14th of December. So the stolen vehicle is a blue Hyundai Santa Fe and the registration number of it is 07TS2433. So we appeal to anyone who may have any information as to the current whereabouts of this vehicle or in relation to the theft of it to make contact with Gardaí in Letterkenny on 074-916-7100.
Okay, thanks very much for that. Now, Gardaí, in your district too, investigating or making appeal, I suppose, in relation to the use of scramblers and quads, which, I mean, in one instance can be pretty dangerous, right, but also can be a public nuisance. What's the situation here, Claire?
So we got a report that there's scramblers and quads being used in the areas of Thor, Dunluey and Glenveagh on areas of conservation and also on private property. So we want to reach out and advise the users of these types of machines that it is an offence to use them in areas of conservation because of the damage that they could cause to the land. Now, the rangers also patrol these areas regularly. The quad or scrambler users in question may not be aware that they're not allowed to use them in these areas, and they may not have been aware that they were on private property at the time. So we just want to make them aware and appeal to everyone to always be mindful of where they are and to be respectful. And most of all, it's safety while you are using these types of vehicles as well. Not to be messing on them. That's not what they're for. Yeah. Just keep safe.
And in fairness, I think you've given them the benefit of the doubt there. Just don't do it again into the future for the reasons that have just been outlined. Okay, we are heading into a time of the year where, very sadly, it's holiday time. We can tend to see more road traffic collisions on our roads, more deaths, more serious injuries. And it all can happen in a blink of an eye. It could happen today, and next thing you know, your funeral's on Friday, and that's it. And your family heading into Christmas with an empty seat at the table and just a nightmare situation to have to deal with. It's an all too familiar story. And that's why we keep reiterating the road safety message, isn't it, Claire? Because we just hope to reach whomever it might be that fate could befall them, to prevent it happening. It's really that simple. That's all we try and do.
That's the stark reality of it. It's that simple, you know. One simple, silly mistake, and as you said, your family could be attending a funeral in a few days' time. So, and Gardaí Síochána is conducting a dedicated road traffic enforcement operation throughout the Christmas period, which actually began on Friday the 29th of November, and it will continue until Monday the 6th of January. As you said, the Christmas period is one of the busiest on Irish roads. It's also one of the periods during which road users are at the highest risk of being involved in a fatal or serious road traffic collision. So when Gardaí Síochána is appealing to all those that will be taken to the roads over the Christmas period to slow down, take extra care, and to give your driving your full attention. We urge drivers to arrange a lift in advance if they are socialising over the Christmas period or to call a taxi. Do not drive while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. For example, over the last week across the Donegal division, there have been 6 arrests for drug driving and 4 arrests for drink driving. And it's also important to be mindful for people who are passengers in cars too. If you think someone isn't wearing their seatbelt, someone's driving with their phone, they're driving too fast, say it to them. Ask them to slow down, because your life is at risk if they're not being responsible when driving.
Yeah. I mean, the amount of lives that have been lost, again, how do you quantify it, where a decision was made in a moment? In other words, I can't get a taxi, I'm going to take the car. I can't get a lift, I'm going to hop into the back of this car. I've seen the Snapchat videos, you know, where people are having the music's blaring in the car and the camera's panning around and no one in the back's got a seatbelt on. And you just think to yourself, you'd love to reach them and say, please, I know it's fun, I'm not being a party pooper, but if that car hits something, you're all finished.
Exactly.
And also to planning how you're going to get home. It's a biggie, isn't it? Yeah. And just to that figure, over the past week alone in the Donegal division, 6 arrests for drug driving and 4 arrests for drink driving. That's 10 in a week. And you know, those are the detections. So exactly. What's happening that isn't detected? It's actually really quite worrying, Claire. 10 in a week, like.
Absolutely. And that's just this week. You know, it's happening all the time. And that's why we're running these campaigns to try and target these kind of crimes, because they do lead to very serious incidents.
Speed continues to be one of the leading causes of collisions. You know, if your car leaves the road, if something happens, it's how hard you hit whatever you're going to hit, isn't it? And I know that I'm not trying to be insensitive, but the slower you're going, the best your chance are. And the best chance you have is going slow and wearing a seatbelt. But talk to us about speed and the dangers it presents, Claire.
Yeah, well, on December 20th, we're conducting an Operation Slowdown as part of our ongoing efforts to make the roads safer for everyone. As you said, speed continues to be one of the leading causes of collisions. Serious injuries and fatalities on our road. Now, despite our regular reminders, look, we talk about it in here month in, month out, like, and all our enforcement efforts, hundreds of drivers are still detected exceeding the speed limits across the country every day. So the National Slowdown Days are about more than enforcement. They're about saving lives. By driving within the speed limit, you're reducing the likelihood of a collision and the severity of injury should one occur. So we're asking all motorists to play their part. Check your speed regularly during your journey. It's easy to slip in and out if you're not paying attention. So just keep it in your mind and keep a check on it. And remember that speed limits are a maximum, not a target. You need to adjust your speed also for weather conditions, traffic, and the road conditions too, depending on where you're travelling. So take responsibility for the safety of yourself, your passengers and all other road users.
Yeah, because, you know, we often talk about black ice or ice or frost, but you never know if there's oil on that corner. You know, we seem to have a high rate of oil spills and what have you. Right, just some questions, if you don't mind, from last week. I was dropping my grandson to work this morning. We were in Lifford heading to Strabane. This was at 20 to 7 and 10 to 7. A lorry was driving up close behind me, beeping and flashing the lights. There was no hard shoulder or anywhere for me to pull in. I'm not a fast or a slow driver. I stay within the speed limit. This lorry driver was bullying and intimidating. My grandson has only recently passed his test. Sometimes he drives to work himself. This lorry driver would have forced him to go to a speed that he might not be capable of doing. I called into the Garda station to ask the Garda to notify the haulage company of his dangerous driving. I was told that I had to lodge a formal complaint. Why can't they just ring them without a formal complaint? I'll be passing the haulage office and will be going in to complain myself now about the driver's dangerous behaviour.
Yes, so if you're reporting an incident of alleged dangerous driving, you will be requested to make a statement in relation to the incident so the matter can be investigated. And that is because you may be required to attend court to give evidence. If we are investigating such an incident, we require evidence. And yes, this happened to you, but we can't go to court.
But I might not like you and I might say, I saw Claire Rafferty swerving up and down the road the other day. And unless I'm able to stand by those words, I could then ring and say, I saw Caroline Orr doing it. Now, I'm not saying that this is, of course, this is a real experience. This lady and her son experienced it. It's terrible driving. And I would go straight to the haulage company, to be honest with you. But how can the Gardaí progress it and avoid this reporting mechanism being abused unless they have a statement and something they can pursue in court?
Yeah, that's it exactly. Like, when we investigate these, it is with a view to taking someone to court and having them prosecuted in relation to it. But unfortunately, we did not see the driving, so therefore we require you to make a statement, because we can't prosecute someone with something that we can't prove. And your statement and your evidence is our proof. So that's why that caller was asked to make a formal complaint, because we can't charge someone without the proper evidence.
Okie doke. Right. Thank you so much, Claire.
No problem. We just want
wish me happy Christmas.
I'm about to. You give me a chance. I'll leave you out now. No, we do want to take this opportunity to wish everyone at Highland Radio and all of your listeners a very happy Christmas and all the best for 2025. We're taking a wee break now. We won't be back on air until the 7th of January. You won't miss us too much.
I will miss you very much, so much so that we're actually going to be doing something in this area next week anyway without you.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, well, that's good to hear. Keep it going. We very much appreciate the assistance given by your listeners in relation to our radio appeals all year. And we also appreciate the opportunity to issue our appeals on Highland Radio every week. It wouldn't be possible without yourselves letting us do this and for the listeners helping us out.
Now, here's an interesting one to keep note of, and I think everyone should have these numbers written down, and you're going to go through them now, I hope, is that the 24/7 Garda stations and those numbers, because it's when you might need them. I mean, obviously, emergencies, there's emergency numbers, but it's to put your hand to them. So if you're whichever district you're in, take a note of these numbers if you have a pen and paper with you.
Absolutely. Grab a pen and write them down. So the letter Kenny number is 074-916-7100. Milford is 074-915-3060. Ballyshannon is 071-985-8530. And Buncrana is 074-932-0540. And of course, 999. If it's an emergency, don't worry about local stations, get on to 999 or 112 in any emergency. And we hope that everyone has a safe Christmas, both on and off our roads. We're all going to be there over Christmas and New Year's period. Don't be afraid to give us a ring. And we urge the public also just to check in on their neighbours and family members who may be living alone over the festive period, who might need a bit of company, a bit of help. Please don't hesitate to contact us if you know of someone who may need support or help, and we will do our best to help them out as well.
All right, lovely stuff. Okay, thank you very much indeed for all of that, Claire. Have a very happy Christmas to you and yours and all of your colleagues as well. Thanks so
much
for
your
time. Okay, thank you. That's Garda Claire Rafferty there from the Milford Garda Station. We will have that available for you to listen back in the podcast live on our website from 12:30. It'll be shared on Highland and on Garda Síochána Facebook pages a little later on for you to watch back. And we'll be heading to Dromore National School. We're all very excited very shortly here on the 9 till noon show. Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. We are now going to go over and say hello to our very own Lee Gooch. How are you, sunshine? What's the crack?
Greg, I'm walking in the air. Can you hear it in the background? We're singing, we're dancing here. We are having so much more fun here at Dromore National School, Greg. Can you see your wonderful picture in the background there?
Take me over to have a look at it.
Come on over here, Anya, for the crack, a wee second. Look at this. We're spoilt down here today. Now, we're delighted to be down here today. We're at another school a wee bit later. We'll tell you more about that. But it's a
conjunction. Oh, wow. Have a look at that.
The Kiernan's group. Look at this. Handsome. There's no filters on that, Greg. Look at
come
that.
Come here. We're going to have to get a picture of that. Don't get too close, Anya. Thanks very much indeed.
Oh, you're good. Oh, yeah. Well, come here. We're delighted. Can you get a full sweep? There's hundreds of boys and girls here, and the choir's absolutely brilliant. Boys and girls, give the choir a lovely, nice round of applause. Bula boss. Yay. Lovely. Greg, well, I'm just joined here by the school principal, and we're joined by Mary McGranahan. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning. As you can see, these children, I'm so proud of them. They've left me speechless.
Oh, well, you're a lady like myself that has not lost for a few words. And tell me, as soon as I walked in the door, you can see how much effort has been put into this morning's performance live in Highland.
Oh, yes. Every day is a fun day here for us, but today is very special. It's like Christmas has come twice. Yes, we've brilliant children in here. They're talented, they're gifted, they're kind, they're emphatic. The teachers here are wonderful with them. They have great patience and kindness towards the children. And I think that comes from the energy in this school. You feel it once you do cross that.
Well, I say a good bit of the energy comes from you. And I don't know how you keep the energy going. Because how long have you been at the school?
I've been here over 40 years.
Oh, my goodness me. Yes. So you must have started. You must have been at the school as a pupil.
I think I must have been.
I think you
would. We'll not say anymore.
We'll say no more.
No, I came from County Mayo originally. I didn't know anybody up here. I took the bus, as you do, the CIE bus, and I landed between the Cross and Killygordon, and the people of the community just rallied around me. They put me up, they looked after me, and they've been minding me ever since.
And you're staying now for good?
I'm staying now. I think I may as well stay for good.
When we were driving up to the school went for on, and it's a big, long school. There must have been a few extensions over the years.
We have had five major building programmes over the past, say, 20 years. So we're very used to plumbers and carpenters and tradesmen of all description and builders, and dust and noise and all that goes with it. But it's well worth it. We have a phenomenal school here now, and we're all so proud of it.
Yeah, well, we're showcasing your school today because we're all so proud of all the teachers, the SNAs, and everybody, the boys and girls here today. And we're going to be spoilt with some music now with Michael in a second, Greg. And then we have a lovely play. Tell us about this play.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to get one of the teachers to come up here and tell about the play. But just to say before the play, a lot of work has gone in by all the staff, SNAs, the teachers, everybody's been involved.
Lee, can I ask?
So I'm going to call Miss Pearson. She knows more about the play now than me.
Right, 2 weeks. Greg's just talking to me.
I was just going to ask you, Lee, see all the pictures in the background? Like, were they all done by what's going on there? Because they are amazing. And obviously, it's great to see the Highland logo and this show's logo. What's this all about? Jive Time with David James is there.
Of course, it's the whole Jive Time. And then we have Mrs. Brown Boys. So Greg's asking back at the station, what's the idea of the artwork at the back?
So we have about five segments, and it's really based loosely on the Highland Radio morning segments that you would normally have on. So it starts with the naughty alarm clock, and the secret sound is thrown in there as well, the Christmas special. And then we have Greg Hughes, 9 till noon, and he interviews all the naughty characters. It's hot topic at the minute is Santa's naughty and nice list. Then it goes in to the news with Donna Marie Doherty. And, of course, Donna Marie is a past pupil of ourselves here in Drumore. It moves on then to the act that you're going to see today, which is John Breslin and Around the Northwest. And I'll not spoil any surprises for that one, so I'll let the children will speak for themselves. And it finishes off with the Jive Time show by David James, and they're singing, dancing, and a bit of everything.
Well, what about that, Greg? What do you think of that?
How am I going to see my segment? I go to the Christmas show?
You might have to. Well, it's up to you now, Greg. We can either have another song by the choir who set up here, or if you want to go for an ad break, and then we can come back and do the play. It's entirely up to you.
Well, we crossed over as the choir were singing, right? And me and you talked over it. It would be lovely if we could get a song from the choir, and then we'll take the break, and then come back for a bit more chat and crack. What do you think?
That sounds good to me. I'm just going over to Michael Bradley. He's the choir director. And Michael, tell us about the song that we're going to sing now.
Well, this song would be more familiar to most people as the football song, You'll Never Walk Alone. However, this is a nice little version that probably gives out. It's a choir arrangement that I think is lovely. It sends out a lovely message of hope for people at Christmas.
All right, Michael and the choir here from Drumore NASA School, take it away.
Thank you.
voice. Was that Greg?
Absolutely brilliantly, and the harmonies are amazing.
Oh, just beautiful. Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell the boys and girls we've got selection boxes for them, but we better keep that for a week.
No, no, wait. Come here. We might need to buy a round of applause later, Lisa. Hold back that information.
I'll do my very best. Well, so if you want to take your ad break and we'll get ready for our play.
I will indeed. Looking forward to that. That's Lee Gooch. He's live from Dromore National School in Killygordon. It's part of our Christmas school showcase in association with the great people at Callaghan's Electrical and the Kernan's Group, who've worked with us very generously to make all of these children's day a little bit special. Right, okay, and there's another school we're going to visit later on. We'll tell you more about that. But they have a play. It's a reenactment by the 5th and 6th class. It's a reenactment of their play featuring Lee Gooch, Greg Hughes and John Breslin. We're going to hear the act that focuses on the John Breslin show a little bit thereafter. So really looking forward to that. We are linking up today with Dromore National School. Hi, everyone. Could you wish everyone at Dromore National School a lovely Christmas, especially my great friend Matty McCarran in first class. Not long now to Santa comes now, Matty. Hello to everyone in Matty's class, also from Maeve McColgan. Right, Lee. Are you still excited?
Oh, I'm still excited. Just when you were reading out birthday requests, a mum contacted me on Facebook. Paul Byrne is celebrating his 13th birthday on Thursday, I think, at the school. So, Paul, somewhere here. Happy birthday for Thursday. Paul, happy birthday. Your mum was in touch with me today. This is a happy birthday for you for Thursday. So happy birthday to you. All right, Christina, tell us now. This is a play, so we're going to have to leave it to the team back home. It's about 10 minutes long, isn't it?
This segment is about 10 minutes long. So we have our very own John Breslin.
John Breslin, look at this. Hello, John. How are you? John, every day you're getting so younger. Since you gave up the breakfast room, you're just a man of youth. How are you?
Good.
Good on you, right. And tell me, what other kind of characters? Where's Greg Hughes? Is he here, is he?
Greg Hughes.
There's a boy there with no hair. Is that him? No, he's got a big nose. That's probably me, is it?
I think it's Greg Hughes up here.
There's Greg. Look at Greg there. Give a wave there to Greg there. Oh, that's you. Right, Muncher, we'll not waste any time because every second is precious. We want to see. So tell us basically what this is about.
Yeah, so this is John Breslin's show, and he welcomes lots of magical, wonderful characters onto the stage. Some familiar, so we'll not give anything else away. We'll let them enjoy now, and John can take it away.
Take it away there, John. Give it up for John Breslin. Celebrities all right.
Hello and welcome to Around the Northwest with me, John Breslin. We have a live studio audience today. Now, don't forget to tune into our live stream so you can see our special guests. But first, a request from Santa himself. Happy birthday to Buddy the Elf. Lots of love from Santa and Mrs.
Santa!
Claus. Okay, time to meet our first guest. Please welcome to the studio, the Derry Girls.
Claire, your dad?
Nah, Michelle, it's wee Kamal from Balboa Fay. Look, Aaron, do you see her down there? Him.
Would you stop? You are so embarrassing.
Stop going on about wee Kamal, Claire. We're here to see John Breslin from Highland Radio.
What? I thought we were here to see Santa.
I thought we were here to see Gary Barlow. Orla, can you, pretend just for one second that you didn't come up the river Foyle in a bubble? And James, as for you, just wise up.
Oh, Michelle. Oh, bubbles. Bubbles are a cracker.
You're very welcome to the show, girls. So you've met the big screen, isn't that right?
Aye, we have the Derry Girls movie coming out, so we do.
Aye, and it's to be pure buzzing when you say it.
Would you act out a scene for us?
Aye, surely.
Was brilliant. Let's hear it for the Derry Girls. Now, for a short ad break from our sponsors, the Hatter Tea Room.
Coffee, Hatter Express, coffee, hot chocolate tea, we have whatever you want.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, and now...
It's 3:15, it's time for tea, and if I'm lucky, you might play me.
It's Conal Gallen, everyone. Well, audience, what do you think? Will we let him stay? Okay, Conal, off you go.
Oh, hello, John. It's just great having the Derry Girls. Is that you, Lee? Oh, long time no see. And hello, Miss McGinley. Are you feeling good? Because you're definitely looking good. Well, better get on with the show now. Why did Santa Claus go down the chimney on Christmas Eve? Because it suits him. What do you call an obnoxious reindeer? Rudolph. I was looking out the window this morning and I said to my wife, it looks like reindeer. What do you call a sheep who doesn't like Christmas? Bah, humbug. What do you call a singing elf with sideburns? Elfus. Okay, last one now. Knock, knock. Mary and Abby. Merry Christmas and Abby New Year. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been just brilliant, but of course I've been better.
Please welcome our next guest, all the way from Crunchham Halls, Mrs. Agatha Trunchbull.
Small, I'm right, you're wrong, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, Agatha, you're the principal of Crunchham Halls Primary School. Could you tell us a little about teaching these days?
Huh? All I hear is skibbity this and sigma that. a crowd of brats. If it was up to me, they would all be in the chokey.
Well, let's welcome to stage some of your naughty children.
If Santa was any good, he would do us all a favour and put these brats on his naughty list.
We're not naughty, we're revolting.
Okay, folks, we've come to the end of the show. But before we head over to David James, we will finish the show with a wee Christmas number. So let's step into Christmas.
Well done. Give yourselves a nice big boule of boss. I think John Breslin did a brilliant job, and each and every one of you, the Derry girls and Colin Gallen, there's Donald Trump. There's bound to be an Elon Musk somewhere too. Greg, what did you think of that performance? Absolutely brilliant.
What can I say? That was absolutely brilliant. I don't know what I was expecting, but I wasn't expecting anything as good as that. And the young lad is John Breslin down to a T, but you've got the Derry girls in there. You've got the whole lot. Absolutely brilliant. His accent was excellent. What do you think, Lee?
I think it was excellent, and the jokes were funny. They were brilliant. I think Chris Ashmore and the Fridays need to...
I think yous both need to scrap that item after that performance.
In all fairness, I think we do. How are we for time? We're probably overrun now at this stage, are we?
Well, do you want me to take the news headlines and come back to you just for a wrap-up? Stay where you are. Stay there, because we'll take the news headlines now. And we'll come back with the wrap-up, because so much effort was put in by the students and teachers at Dromore National School. Wow, they've set a bar up, haven't they? We're going to go back and wrap up and say goodbye. But at 2 minutes past 11, let's take a news update. And it's over to Donna Marie Doherty. Good morning, Donna Marie.
Thanks, Greg. Good morning. Emergency services tended to a fire yesterday evening in Crow Ross in northwest Donegal. It's understood that the occupants were not in the building at the time and no injuries were reported. The scene is currently preserved for technical examination. A vehicle was stolen from the Port Road in Letterkenny between Saturday the 23rd of November and Saturday the 14th of December. The blue Hyundai Santa Fe has a registration of 07 TS2433. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who has information to please get in touch. It's reported Northern Ireland's health minister has offered health workers a pay deal which will match those in England. It's set to be delivered in two parts, reflecting budgetary pressures on the Northern Ireland executive. The first part is set to be backdated to June, with the rest to come later. A man who was allegedly assaulted in Ballybuffet in the early hours of Saturday morning received hospital treatment for his injuries. Gardaí are now seeking information. The incident was reported to have occurred at 3:40 a.m. at a takeaway premises on Main Street when a man assaulted another man. A charity shop in Buncrana has taken to social media to appeal for donations to only be made when the shops open due to the regular occurrence of theft. The SVP shop showed an image of a number of bags that were left outside the shop, the majority of which were stolen. Post further explains that bags filled with rags unfit for sale were returned. Opening hours and further details are available on our website, highlandradio.com. And finally, Ryanair is denying it's engaged in price gouging, as it says the passenger cap at Dublin Airport is the reason it's charging such high prices for flights this Christmas. Some seats on the service from the UK to Ireland later this week and early next week are costing over £500 sterling. Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary denies profiteering and says passengers who have to pay such high prices can blame the outgoing Environment Minister, Eamon Ryan. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. Back again with more headlines at 12 noon.
Okay, we're going to swing back to Dromore National School where Lee Gooch is there. And Lee, we've been Gooch treated to an amazing performance by the students, some amazing singing, and of course, a segment of their Christmas play. Brilliantly written, brilliantly performed. It should be on the stage at Ongreanon Theatre. I don't know what they're going to be doing with it, but anyway, that's where it should be.
Coming to a stage near you, Greg, let me tell you, well, thanks for coming back to us, and we're delighted just to be back for another few more moments. Mary, first of all, in part, on behalf of Highland Radio and all the crew here, we're delighted to be down here. Oh, thank you so much for putting in such a huge effort.
Oh, thank you so much for coming. It's meant so much to this whole school and the whole area here. We're all so delighted that you've been here. The children, as you know, are amazing. And that's coming from me, but I'm a small bit biased. But anyway, just want to mention a credit union quiz or credit union art competition. Teresa McNamee, you came second, so they wanted to give you a mention.
Lovely, and I just want to thank, boys and girls, I forgot to tell you, you've all got a selection box. Wow. Thanks to our sponsors, the Kiernan Group and Callaghan's Electrical, we got for the Moonshers in the school, we got a Samson tablet.
Yeah, thank you very much. We really appreciate that. Everything helps in the school situation.
Everything does. Every little bit helps. Yeah. And we're going to wrap up now, Greg, with a lovely piece of music from, do you want to explain, Moonshier?
Silent Night. It's with Yvonne McGinley. She's in here. She teaches the children the tin whistle and some other little instruments, and they're going to finish off a Silent Night on the tin whistle.
So, Greg, there you have it. Thanks for having us in your programme. Have a great day yourself, Greg. And we're going to finish off with Silent Night on the tin whistle here, live from Dromore National School in Killygordon.
Yo-ho! Thank you so very much indeed. That was absolutely amazing. One last big wave from all the students, I wonder. For those listening and watching at home, a big cheer and a wave.
A big cheer and a wave.
Got the wave anyway. Thanks, everybody. That was absolutely brilliant from all the students and the teachers. And the teachers do such amazing work, don't they? Bringing out the very best of our young people. And they're so, so talented between performing in terms of singing, acting, proper acting, brilliant stuff, and also the amazing harmonies and vocals from the song we heard earlier on, and all brilliant on the tin whistle. I mean, could you ask for any better than that? Okay, Dromore National School, and that's just part of it, because later on we're going to another school. I don't have the name of that school just to hand. I'll get that and announce it before the programme is over. But I really enjoyed that, and I really enjoy this week on the 9 till noon show and on Highland Radio as a whole. And if that wasn't enough, we've got some more live music coming up for you in studio with more great students, a different age demographic, but supremely talented. That's all coming up after we take a break.